Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Watergate, 40 years later, a political scandal that created cracks through the concrete of this country's constitutional core. The result? Well, the 37th president of the United States went from I'm not a crook to I'm taking the next plane back to San Clemente. We get to relive that time beginning this weekend with the premiere of the PBS special Dick Cavett's Watergate. It is my pleasure and honor to welcome to my show the incomparable Dick Cavett. Dick, welcome to the program.
Who is this? I know.
It, I did such a good job introducing myself, didn't I?
It's the impertinent young man in me. Speaking of young men, when I was listening to you do that intro, I thought, can anything in anyone's life be 40 years ago?
Isn't that amazing? I was just going to say that to you or ask you, does it seem like 40 years?
Well, I'll bet nothing in your life is 40 years ago.
47, actually. So I was 7, and I remember on my big wheels going around my parents' living room watching the Watergate hearings on TV and watching them watch you every night talking about Watergate.
Well, it seems that way. If someone had asked me, how much of your show was devoted to Watergate back in those days? I would have said probably 3 or 4, maybe 5 times. But the man who knows my tapes best, a guy named Robert Bader, who did the DVDs for the Cavett Show, started looking through them and pulling them out, and he said, you've got a ton of stuff. Now, I never set out to do multiple Watergate shows. It was just inevitable. If Tony Randall or a jazz singer or a chef came on the show, Watergate seemed to come up all the time.
It was it was like the first reality show. I mean, everybody each day needed to get their fix of what was going on in Watergate. And when 11:30 came, folks decided to go over to you and see what was going on because you had the players on as it was happening and as it was unfolding. And that was an incredible way to be able to cover a story.
When you've done that many shows on all subjects, you tend to forget how many you've done on any given subject. Mm-hmm. And we had enough for 2 hours for this special, and it's all really riveting, if I do say so. I didn't personally put the show together, edit it, and the guys who did would call me in and show me stuff, and I'd make a comment, and they'd record it. And I would think, I don't remember having Ted Kennedy on. I do remember G. Gordon Liddy, of course, because he's such a loon and so entertaining in his strange way. The main thing I came away from Liddy's appearance with was, I said, I know you like to teach secretaries how to kill someone instantly with a pencil. And he showed me backstage afterwards, and I showed him a lethal neck hold from judo. But yeah, there was John Mitchell. There was all the stars of the Watergate. And you used a phrase, maybe inadvertently, that Gore Vidal uses in the thing, where he says, I had to wake up every morning, and I started to shake if I didn't get my Watergate fix every morning.
It was the caffeine of the moment for the United States.
You couldn't stop, you know, and it got more and more until it seemed like, if you were a creative writing instructor, you'd say, you're putting too many elements into this. There can't be this many crooks. There can't be this many people willing to break the law for a president with a criminal streak a yard wide. Carl Bernstein on the show talks about how Nixon began his Nixonism on the very first day in office. When you listen to the tape, he's talking about who we can get and how we can get revenge on this one. And is this one a Jew?
Oh,
and, you know, the usual Nixon delightful bouquet of verbalism.
It's amazing because Nixon himself came off as a great intellect. I mean, with an incredible amount of potential, but just with this wicked streak that just went right through his DNA.
I think you're right about that. It's a case of where effective psychoanalysis or psychiatry or just therapy or maybe an exercise program would have saved him, and you're absolutely right about his intellect. A friend of mine was a Time Magazine's reporter for the Supreme Court for several years, and he said, you waited for Nixon because he was so brilliant, and his organization was genius, and his arguments were unstoppable, and presentation was great, and he did stuff from memory, and it's a shame that this same man who had so much to give came out of the womb cackling, I want to be president,
right,
and managed to, despite a dreadful personality, a criminal streak. If I ever need a little lift, I go to YouTube and watch Nixon saying to his lickspittle Haldeman. That's an Elizabethan word I think needs reviving.
Yes.
Cabot. No, what can we do to screw him?
What can we do to screw Cabot? And that was one of your 26 appearances on the Nixon tapes. 26 times.
I didn't know that until 2 weeks ago.
That's amazing.
That was the first one that came up. Some guy's girlfriend was working on the Nixon tapes and found that first one, how can we screw Cabot? And then another one, and then five more, and then up to, it may be in the 30s by now. And the weirdest thing is that he ordered made for him about 30 Cabot shows, maybe realizing he was going to have a lot of free time soon or something to look at them.
He was a man ahead of his time. He could, you know what? If he had survived into modern times, he could have just went over and bought the DVD collection for himself, right?
I would have been happy to send it to him along with a little note that said, screw you.
There you go. That's a nice little retort. But you must be thinking at that time, all right, you show up on the Nixon tapes, you're thinking, I'm just a guy from Nebraska with a couple of chairs, a table, a shag rug, doing a talk show.
They weren't even mine.
Well, there you go. And why is the leader of the free world dedicating all of this time and energy at screwing me, or wanting to?
I don't know. I met him twice. Yeah. And
how did that go?
Once when I was persona grata at the White House, and my wife and I were invited there to in our formal clothing for an evening of Shakespeare. And then I recommend you Google Cabot Nixon NY Times and read a column that will make you both laugh and cringe.
Okay.
I think the correct title is This'll Kill Ya, and it's about a chance meeting of Nixon after all of this.
And how did that go?
Well, you'll see.
I assume not incredibly well.
No, it was a kind of nightmare situation we get in sometimes where you realize when conversation's going awkwardly, you stab in a particular direction and come up with what turns out to be the very worst selection you could possibly have made for the person you are talking to.
All right.
Does that intrigue you enough?
It sure does. You know what I'm doing.
I think it's called, hey, this will kill you.
All right. As soon as we finish with this interview, I will be Googling to my heart's content here until...
Yeah, and have your paper on my desk by Friday.
Yes, I will, Professor. No problem at all. But, you know, there had to have been a night, at least once, when Nixon walked down the hallway, tugging at his tie, all worked up, I guess maybe because he knew Johnny had on Angie Dickinson that night, only to find Pat in the master bedroom sheepishly watching you talk with Ehrlichman, Haig, or Liddy. I wonder if that ever happened.
Can you verify this? I love the idea.
Yeah, could you imagine that? That must have been quite an interesting night in the executive mansion.
You know, on the thing, Gore does a hilarious imitation of Nixon. The fact that some of them appeared to have been altered. So that you got Nixon saying, so then we'll do this break-in and that'll fix them.
Oh, yeah.
But that would be wrong.
You know, I was fascinated. I never realized this. August 1st of 73, you tape your show in the Senate Watergate Committee hearing room. And I see a picture of you sitting there between Howard Baker and Lowell Weicker. How were you able to set something like that up as it was unfolding?
I absolutely do not know. It can only be a coup by my production staff. I never thought of it.
It's a great idea.
Would I have thought it would be possible? And there were those who were very upset by it, saying, why is a cheap vaudeville comic doing a show in the august presence of the senators and so on? But I'll tell you something that may be so far exclusive to you, because I just remembered it. Having watched the show from morn to night every day, finally got down there, went into the room as an observer, and then to meet the senators about doing a show with them later. And they all came back to the room I was in, and here were my heroes, and the first words to me were, how do you manage to keep so slim?
That's the one question that comes up. I mean, you know.
Wouldn't you think it would be at least something more to the
I would
point?
Think, so. Yeah. Gee, Dick, you look good. Are you taking good care of yourself? It's just amazing. But.
What's your formula?
And I always wonder this, because it took months, essentially years, for the entire process to work itself out, for the story to find its ending. If there existed the ubiquitous 24-hour electronic news cycle that exists right now, would, as you call him, the great unindicted co-conspirator, been able to hold out as long as he did?
I doubt it. That's a By the way, have you noticed that when people who are not in the business appear on interview shows and have taken the course on how to be a guest on a show, obviously they've been told somewhere in every appearance, say that's an excellent question, even if it's, what's the capital of North Dakota?
Well, I want to hear, no, because but, as the host, I love to hear that. So go ahead and please say it.
But your question was what? Oh, yes.
No, it was quite an excellent one if you forgot it there, Dick. So.
No, I think I'll answer something and you'll be gracious enough to pretend this was it.
Okay.
I think it probably would have stemmed it much sooner because there's so much communication floating around now that somebody would have tuned into something and somebody would have made the wrong cell phone call and somebody would have posted something that shouldn't have been.
Stay with us. Our special hour here on America Weekend continues. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Where are they now? With Ahmad Rashad.
She is one of the most successful doubles players of all time, capturing 112 titles, including 21 Grand Slam wins with her partner, Martina Navratilova.
Boom! Pam Shriver!
So, where is Pam Shriver now? Pam married former James Bond actor George Lazenby in 2002. The couple had three children, but divorced in 2008. Pam has been a commentator for ABC and CBS and is currently with ESPN. While broadcasting Wimbledon in 2010, player James Blake took exception to the volume of her courtside commentary.
I'm just surprised
James Blake has that.
James just yelled at me. I'm way above the court, but evidently he can hear me. He's got rabbit ears.
Quiet down, Pam. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute 280 degree switchbacks. All but the most experienced wrenches detest having to wire a set of C-bars. Still, we're doubling the height and pullback of our old set. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. After hours of staring at internet sites, we still couldn't find a true motorcycle Z-bar other than those identical to what we have. JP Cycles catalog as a last resort found a good looking set, twice the rise, twice the pullback of a set we've been running for years. Just what the doctor ordered for a reasonable buck and a half. Tall, fresh Z-bars along with the longer front fork tubes will really set the chopper off. Build in progress at AmericanBikerMinute.com. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.